As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a popular speaker, constitutional attorney, a Reagan appointee to the Bicentennial Commission on the U.S. Constitution, and the author of 20 books, including A Choice, Not an Echo, the popular phonics teaching system, Turbo Reader, and her new book, Feminist Fantasies. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Every U.S. judge, upon taking office, takes this oath. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, so help me God. Americans are shocked to learn that six Supreme Court justices have publicly said that they believe in consulting laws and cases in other countries to decide American law. Justices Sandra Day O'Connor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg have been making speeches praising the system of using foreign law. One of the sessions of your local study group on judicial reform should cover this new development of using foreign law to overturn U.S. law. This new bad idea manifested itself in two recent cases. In one of these cases, the Supreme Court threw out all anti-sodomy laws based on the views expressed by the British Parliament, the European Court of Human Rights, and a brief filed by a UN commissioner. In another case, the Supreme Court used foreign law to overturn the laws of 20 of our states in regard to capital punishment for 17-year-olds. The court said that we should follow the trend that the justices newly discovered in Iran, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Nigeria, Congo, and China. In still another case, the justices cited a United Nations treaty to decide U.S. law. If you are shocked that U.S. judges use foreign law to decide American cases, if you think foreign sources violate the judge's oath of office to support the U.S. Constitution, those are excellent reasons to start a local study group on judicial reform. You should inform yourself about how U.S. law is being changed, not by our elected representatives, but by activist judges using the laws of foreign countries.
Would you like a free copy of Phyllis Schlafly's best-selling new book called The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It? If you commit to starting a study group on judicial reform with at least four of your friends, we'll send you a free book, plus a study guide to show how you can help stop judicial mistakes. Send your commitment by mail to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says, in theory, there's no difference between theory and practice. But in practice, there is. Derry Brownfield!
I don't know if I understood that or not. That was kind of over my head. But anyway, I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. And we'll get right down to business here. I always like to see what Bill Federer writes. Each day he has the American Minute. And oftentimes, when you get to be as old and cantankerous and sarcastic and egotistical as I have become, you remember things like this. Now, he goes back to 1943. I was born in 32. I was 11 years old in 1943. We were halfway through, or just let me say, well into World War II. And at that time, my grandfather, who I lived with most of the time, was on the rationing board. And he was also the mayor of the city. And I would listen to all of their conversations. No, I didn't go to city council meetings, but they held a lot of them on our front porch, just one individual at a time. And we had people would have problems getting, back in those days, sugar was rationed, gasoline was rationed, tires were rationed, meat was rationed. Well, a lot of that stuff people didn't pay a lot of attention to. But the gasoline and the tires were two things. And I remember truckers coming, you know, to our house in off hours and say, hey, I blew a tire out here and I've got a load of something to go someplace and I can't get a tire. And you had to get permits to buy tires is what it amounted to. But anyway, it gave me a pretty good insight of what was going on in the world. So I remember a lot of this. And on this date, in 1943, withholding taxes from people's paychecks began. Up until that time, you just paid your taxes at the end of the year, if you paid taxes at all. And I say if because when income tax went into existence in 1913, it was just like less than 1% of the population even qualified to pay income tax. I don't remember the figures. I'd have to look them up. But you had to be almost a zillionaire before you had to pay income taxes. It affected movie actors and, you know, people that were in high-paying jobs. So, and typical Americans didn't have to pay income tax. But by 1943, a lot of people were paying income. And then after the withholding thing came on, then everybody that was working almost had to pay some income taxes. Okay, so Congress passed this emergency measure to get the money, and it was all to fight World War II with. The idea came from a fellow by the name of Beardsley Rummel. Or Rummel, I think, was the... And I can remember that name, Rummel. Anyway, Congress passed this emergency measure. And as I say, Beardsley Rummel was treasurer of Macy's, and he was chairman of the New York's Federal Reserve Bank. And he called it the pay-as-you-go tax. So much money came in, And people did not complain about it. You see, this is exactly what we're doing today. We're not complaining about the Patriot Act. Oh, it's to protect us. Well, we were the people back in 1943. Everybody was concerned about World War II. By 1943, their families had been drafted into the service or else had joined on their own. And they were shipped all over the world, literally. And as a result, people were patriotic. They wanted to do everything they could to get this war over with, and we were going to win this war. And by the way, we did win the war, but they did not complain about having their salary taxed before they ever got their check. And that's what it amounted to. On withholding tax, you know, people don't know what they make. They just know what they come home with. And that was, as I said, Rommel called it the pay-as-you-go tax. So much money came in with so few complaints that it was continued after the war. President John F. Kennedy, in April of 1961, stated to Congress, introduced during the war when the income tax was extended to millions of new taxpayers, the wage withholding system has been one of the most important and successful advances in our tax system in recent times. That's what JFK said. Initial difficulties were quickly overcome, and the new system helped the taxpayer, no less the tax collector. Now, how in the heck did this help the taxpayer? Tell me. You see, I've said constantly, you know, if people had to, every time they got a paycheck, and you pay your 20, 30, whatever percent you pay out of it, if you had to take that check to the bank, cash it, take that cash down to the IRS office and pay it, there would be a lot of complaints. But people don't look at what their total salary is. They just look at what they get to bring home. Anyway, Andrew Jackson stated in 1830, and he vetoed, and I don't know what the bill was he vetoed, but it apparently had to do with taxes. But he vetoed this message to Congress on May the 27th, and he said, through the favor of an overruling and indulgent providence, our country is blessed with general prosperity, and our citizens exempt from the pressure of taxation, which other less favored portions of the human family are obliged to bear. In other words, we weren't being taxed back in 1830 because we had other income. Now, I have an article coming out in the July, I think it's the July, it may be the August. No, it's in the August edition of the Chronicle. And I have gone back and checked prosperity and free trade. And if you go back through history, you will find out that every time we have free trade, we go into recession. When they put up trade barriers, we became a prosperous nation. And in 1830, there were a lot of trade barriers, and we were letting the foreigners, through tariffs and trade agreements, the foreigners were paying to make this a prosperous nation. Once we go to free trade, immediately. Not immediately, but within a little while, we'd go back to a recession time. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let's go to the telephones. Lowell, hi, Lowell, you're on the air.
Yeah, Derry, I got a pork magazine in the mail there the other day, and it had about three interesting articles in it. One was basically 70%, I think they said about 70% of the agriculture workers in this country, or what you call non-documented, or basically they're here, I guess we'd say, illegally. And, there's one about, interesting also, the alfalfa out in the West, you know, that basically it's going dry. Basically, mainly a lot of the larger packing plants are located, need water from that. And also, there's almost no workers in agriculture in the 20 age bracket, you know, and these things all, it's kind of, my point is, it seemed like agribusiness has got us in such a mess now that if we didn't have undocumented workers, I mean, these packing plants would close down, because I don't know if there's any.
I don't think they'd close down. I think they would just have to start paying decent wages. But
Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying. I'm on your side. I just say that we've been down this slippery slope so long that basically there's, you know,
yeah, Lowell, I'm glad you brought that up, because I have an interesting article here, and I think I have just probably time to mention it before we take the next commercial break. But this particular individual, let me see whose name it is here. They put a name on Samuel F. Chapman, wrote his senator. He sent this to Senator Honorable Paul S. Sarbanes in Washington, D.C., and he says, "Dear Senator Sarbanes," he says, "as a native Marylander and excellent customer of the Internal Revenue Service, I'm writing to ask for your assistance. I have contacted the Immigration and Naturalization Service in an effort to determine the process for becoming an illegal alien, and they referred me to you. My reason for wishing to change my status from U.S. citizen to illegal alien stems from the bill which you recently passed by the Senate and to which you voted. If my understanding of this bill's provisions is accurate, as an illegal alien who has been in this United States for 5 years, what I need to do to become a citizen is to pay a $2,000 fine and income taxes for 3 of the last 5 years. Well, I know a good deal when I see one, and I'm anxious to get the process started before everyone else figures it out. Simply put, those of us who have been here legally have had to pay taxes every year, So I'm excited about the prospect of avoiding 2 years of taxes in return for paying a $2,000 fine. Is there any way that I can apply to be illegally retroactively? This would yield an excellent result for me and my family because we paid heavy taxes in 2004 and 2005. Another benefit in gaining illegal status would be that my daughter would receive preferential treatment relative to her school applications. If you'd provide me with an outline of the process to become illegal and copies of the necessary forms, I would most appreciate it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Now, for the past several weeks, we have been discussing the North American community. It is not being talked about, at least to my knowledge, in any detail at least, on the major news media. The fair and balanced news media has seemed to just give an end run about this thing. They kind of allude to it a little bit, maybe, but really to give any details, you don't hear much. And I have been picking up details from different sources, and I'm in the process of putting this all together in kind of a paper that we'll publish in the Chronicle, probably get it ready for August. But I didn't know until just over the weekend that there was a Cancun summit on this. And they mandated, and this took place back in March. But they mandated, and I say they, we don't really know who the players are in all of this. But, of course, it is the politically correct elite that's behind this one world government movement to do away with all of the borders. And they mandate the North American Union by 2007. I don't know if they mean by the end of 2006. If I said we have to do something by 2007, does that mean it will be worked on in 2007? Or by 2007 means that, hey, it's going to happen by December the 31st of 2006? This is already July of 2006. Let's think about this now. In this Cancun summit, the leaders held this joint thing on March 31st, 2006, and mandated six action points to ensure that the North American Union be in place before the end of the year. So says this particular bit of information. Action point number one, establishment of a trilateral regulatory cooperative framework. They say, we affirm our commitment to strengthen regulatory cooperation. Now stop right there. Isn't that an oxymoron? What's, if it's regulatory cooperation, I guess you have to cooperate with the regulators. But anyway, we affirm our commitment to strengthen regulatory cooperation in this and other key sections and to have our central regulatory agencies complete a trilateral regulatory cooperation framework by 2007. You notice how many times they use the term regulatory in there? They're going to regulate everything that you and I do. Number two, establishment of the North American Cooperativeness Council, a cooperativeness council made up of business executives and government ministers who make recommendations for executive action. Now, let's stop there for just a minute. Let's go back to who's supposed to make the regulatory action for this United States of America? Congress, right? You see, you don't hear a thing about Congress in this. It's gone totally unchallenged by Congress. Now, you tell me that congressmen don't know what's going on? Why doesn't Congress challenge this thing? If I know it, and you've heard me talking about it, and I'm not alone. I'm just, listen, I didn't dig any of this up. It all comes to me, and as I say, from different sources. But we know that it is happening. Just like this multinational highway that's going to be the NAFTA superhighway, we know that is happening. And Congress just sits there and allows it. Anyway, this number two, the second section action point here, who's going to run this? Business executives and government ministers who make recommendations for executive action. Where do they come from? Do you and I vote on them? Apparently not. No, they're NGOs, they're people who work for other organizations, and they are appointed. Number three, provision for North American emergency management, develop a common disaster response for events, whether natural or man-made. Disaster response. First thing you think of when we talk about disaster response, you think of course, Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans, and FEMA. Anyway, with the participation of all levels of governments in all countries. So that means with this particular mandate, it would be Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Number four, provision for avian and human pandemic influenza management. They're still wanting us to get the bird flu so they can quarantine us, okay? Number five, development of North American energy security, collaborate amongst business executives and government agencies for energy security. Now, I don't know what North American energy security is, but hey, we're going to have it. And number six, assure smart, secure boundaries. Secure borders from North American borders, establish checkpoints at borders, develop the North American Trusted Traveler Program, and provide a trilateral network for the protection of judges and officers. Now that says a lot. I don't know what it means, but it says a lot. We're going to have checkpoints at the borders. And then, why are we going to have to provide a network for the protection of judges and officers? Somebody might think that judges are going to be physically harassed because of some of the things that are happening. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I've found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-679-7793. That's 877-679-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds. Those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-679-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, and bred heifer and bull sale this coming Saturday, July the 15th. Now, Wendell's expecting up to 600 head, including one complete dispersal of 125 fancy black and black baldy and red white-faced cows. Now, they're bred to calve this fall. Edward Farms is losing the pasture these cows have been running on. He'll be selling all of them, mostly 3 to 7 year olds bred to registered Angus bulls. Then Broken Heart Ranch will be in with a 50-head string of black and black baldies. They have 200 to 300-pound calves with their sides. Kissinger Farm will be offering 110 head. They have calves on the ground as well. Tompkins Farms will be in with 75 head of fall calvers. Ben Noble will be selling 50 head cows bred to Angus and Charley bulls to calve this fall. And Lee Wood will be selling about a 30 head string of fall calvers. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments we have for this special cow-calf sale and bred heifer sale that will be coming up this Saturday, July the 15th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who orders Canadian bacon on his Hawaiian pizza, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned talking about this North American Union that we've been discussing over and over again. Much of the information, the foreigners know a lot more about this than the typical American does. Much of the information that I have has been coming from foreign newspapers. And apparently they kind of can see through this, and Americans don't really care because they're watching American Idol and the professional athletes around over the country. But anyway, back to this. The way this thing's going to be administered, they tell us now, and they use the word stakeholders, councils, and working groups are going to be running this whole show. And Congress, as I say, is not doing anything about it. And literally, once this happens, Congress is going to be out of business. We're not going to need congressmen anymore. You say, oh, that can't happen in America. I know it can't. But they're sure trying to get it to. The three presidents and their trilateral regulatory cooperative framework are going to be the ruling body of this great North American Union. Now, let me go to the telephones. Rich, you seem to know something about regulatory cooperation. You're on the air, Rich.
Yeah, another term for that, which we have seen happen in some of the other things, like, remember, the way they, the nicest word I can use is rape their patent laws, is they call it harmonization. And what that is you sit down, and let's say two countries, okay? They sit down and they get their regulations on something, you know, whatever it might be, growing sugar or something like that. And then they get down and they sort of start trading back and forth, meshing the two sets of regulations together until they have one homogenous, harmonized mishmash that is probably good for neither, but that makes everybody happy if they're a regulator. And then what will happen is, of course, if you're talking about protecting judges, some judge somewhere, these, as I say, runaway Melikaitonocrats, will decide that this is all well and good and, you know, you can't do anything to stop it. And that's why they worry about protecting judges.
Well, anyway, I don't know about protecting the judges, but we can see that this is literally taking place before our eyes, except most people's eyes and ears are closed to it. They don't realize what's happening. And I have an excellent article. I didn't bring it down here. It's upstairs. That comes from, I don't remember the nationality of the gentleman, but he apparently is kind of like Joel Skouskin. In other words, he does a lot of research on this. And he says, now this is just a he said thing, all right? But he says, coming soon is going to be a continental-wide emergency. In other words, it's going to be, he doesn't know what it's going to be. But he says, you watch, it's going to happen. He said it'll either be a currency devaluation, a shortage of gasoline with extremely high prices, a pandemic flu situation, because these are the things that Bush has been talking about, actually. And he said it will require that NORTHCOM, and I haven't really gone into a lot of detail on NORTHCOM, but they will deploy the military, global peacekeepers, and Blackwater USA security guards. Now, do you remember Blackwater USA security guards? They were hired. Jeff, you're shaking your head. Yes, can you remember exactly what they were? But they were down in New Orleans, weren't they?
They were. They were a private peacekeeper of sorts.
Right.
Yes, they're a private operation. They were hired by the U.S. government, contracted out for their services.
Anyway.
And we had some stories of them being none too nice to the locals.
Well, weren't they some that were in taking the guns away from the little lady? Remember that she wouldn't give up her gun? And,
right.
You know, we had her on the radio talking of. In fact, you could get her on the Internet. They had taken a video of it. You could get pictures of them.
Right.
Anyway, so much for the North American Union. People, I think it is closer than you realize, and Congress is doing nothing about it. The news media is not talking about it. So let's let Joe in Oklahoma talk about it. Hi, Joe, you're on the air.
Good morning, Derry. God bless you. I guess I can say that still.
You bet.
Anyway, you talk about the media and how people aren't paying attention to what's going on and whatever, and I think, unfortunately, most of our people's opinions of other world leaders are somewhat tainted, and often people don't look through other sources to find out about what's going on in the rest of the world. I was watching a program on television the other night, and they were interviewing President Hugo Chavez, Venezuelan alleged dictator,
right,
who supposedly was freely elected. Anyway, they were talking about world trade, and his comment was, according to the translator anyway, that he was very much in favor of fair trade, but he was definitely not in favor of free trade.
See, this is a thing that we've been saying for decades now. Hey, what the government has been calling, what our trade advisory people have been calling free trade, is not fair at all. There's a big difference between free trade and fair trade.
Well, you know, I dare say that from what I got from this interview, at least Mr. Chavez is for the Venezuelan people. Dare I say more?
Well, I think this is one of the reasons that he is hated so by this administration.
Hear, hear.
You know, just like you said, the dictator, Chavez.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you see anything about him, he is a, they use, they can't say Hugo Chavez without saying dictator Chavez. And to my knowledge, it was Hugo Chavez that got this FTAA thing killed down when Bush was in Argentina trying to get this free trade of America all across the United, the continent. It would have taken in Central America and South America as well as the United States and Mexico and Canada. Chavez almost single-handedly got the other leaders together to get that thing killed.
Yes.
And that's one reason he is hated so.
Yes. And may I make one more comment here at the risk of alienating many, many people, but I just wish that people would look at the issues through different windows, not just the one that our local media provides us. But when you look at literacy rates throughout the world, compare the literacy rate of Cuba to that of the United States.
I don't know what do you mean?
Well, the literacy rate.
Right,
The percentage of the people that can read.
Can read and write.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have my number, it's been quite some time since I've looked at the numbers, but last I remember, Cuba has something like a 90-plus percent literacy rate, whereas the United States has something like a 60-some percent literacy rate.
But we're working on that. We're getting it lower all the time.
I agree. So what I'm saying is what our media is telling us oftentimes is a big lie.
Okay. Hey, appreciate your call. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Hi, Mike. You're up next.
Hi, Derry. Earlier in the program, you mentioned the keywords or the phrase executive action.
Right.
Okay. Do you know that executive action is also a key phrase that's been used for a number of years by the Central Intelligence Agency, and it's a code for meaning the removal of, generally, the removal of a head of state by assassination?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. And Blackwater Security, I believe Alex Jones has documented that that's one of the numerous companies that's under the umbrella of the Halliburton Corporation. And my last comment is I've just started on a book called None Dare Call It Treason. It's by a gentleman out of Florissant, Missouri, by the name of John A. Stormer. It was copyrighted in 1964. And, I mean, for a book that's 40 years old, this really gives a whole lot of in-depth background into why this country's in such a mess. And he details how so many people that had communist allegiance and alliances in the State Department and various branches of government have been caught doing spying and all sorts of treasonous activities. And instead of being punished, a lot of them were transferred and or promoted. And I have the hopes that America still has a backbone and that this is not going to go to the breaking point, but it certainly is gloomy some days, except listening to you guys. I know you're trying to do the right thing, and we have quite a big choir that you're preaching to, I think.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898.
That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Iowa, LeGrand, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Barry. What I'm about to say is not is not hearsay. This is from Congressman King. He was on WHO radio last week talking about this superhighway and rail connection. This is the plan. The Chinese will dock in Mexico. They will unload directly on rail cars or trucks. And it'll come up through this superhighway, and the port of entry is going to be Kansas City, Missouri. From there, it can be distributed anywhere in the U.S. Now, that is not just plain talk. That's from the congressman. And to me, it looks like it's an effort to bypass our longshoremen and their work. Now,
yeah, and our truckers as well.
And our truckers as well.
Right.
So I'm telling you this. It's not just talk. The congressman should know what he's talking about. That's Congressman King, if you want to know who.
Okay, now, you mentioned Congressman King, but if Congressman King understands this, which apparently he does, WHO is a great radio station there in central Iowa.
Yeah.
The other congressmen have to know the same thing.
Sure.
Why is Congress just allowing this to take place?
Yes, they are. And something else, when Mr. Grassley was here in Atoma last Friday, he was approached with the question, what about selling our superhighway in Indiana? He said, that's not a done deal yet, but I thought you might want to know that.
I think it is a done deal. And by the way, I was incorrect on that. They tell me that is I-80 up through there.
Well, it's supposed to run from the East Coast clear over. I don't know how far it's going to go west. It's going to go through Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and right through, I presume.
Okay,
Ohio.
That whole thing is not a done deal. But that little 157 miles of it in Indiana is a done deal.
Yeah. Well,
they already got the money.
Well, I didn't know, but did you understand the price was paid for it? $7 billion. For a 75-year contract.
On the Indiana thing, and I don't have the figures here, but they've already gotten $3-point-something billion, and because the state authorities made a big deal out of that check, they cannot transfer money over $999 million, so they had to get several checks to get that three point whatever it was billion, and then I'm not sure, but It's been last week that I talked about this.
Uh-huh.
So I've kind of forgotten the figures, but then they're to get some more.
Well, this company, it's a Spanish and Dutch, and they figure on recuperating their money in 15 years. The rest of it for 75 years is going to be profit.
Absolutely. And, you know, here's what happens when you make a deal like into the future like that. We have no idea what a dollar's going to be worth by then.
That's right.
You know, see, just like today, there are a lot of millionaires out here that can't afford to trade pickup trucks.
Yeah, I expect so.
Just because of the price of everything, and it's not the things have gone up, it's a dollar has devalued to the point that it isn't worth anything. But I appreciate you, Carl. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank
You're
you.
Listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Precious metals edged lower on profit-taking Friday after weak payroll data triggered concern about slowing growth. Gold closed in New York down $1.60 to $632.60 an ounce. Silver closed off 19 cents to $11.38 an ounce. But both metals were up 3% this week and are now up over 20% year to date. You only need to know two words to make money this year: China and gold, says USA Today. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this.
Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. 5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Discover why gold rules.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more, and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201, or go online at aaminc.org.
In the home stretch. Let's go back to the telephones. Don, hi, you're on the air, Don.
Hi, Derry. I've been a student of this regional government, this free trade stuff, for about 40 years. Of course, it all started back in the days of the Alliance for Progress and so on. But now it's becoming obvious that the noose is being tightened around the neck. Today, as we speak, Congress, by that I mean the House of Representatives, is going to be voting on the Oman Free Trade Agreement. It's OMAN. Now, that has been approved by the Senate. Now, the same thing goes, the identical measure goes to the House for their vote. And they will vote for it, just like they voted for CAFTA. We lost that by about two votes. They will be voting for it. Because most folks were going to sit by and let Charlie do it instead of doing it themselves. But my suggestion is that phone calls and faxes are the best way to go. Emails are not as good because they just get flicked off the screen. What they're doing basically is to establish a new political system around the world, and they're doing it piecemeal. And in the Western Hemisphere, there are probably two or three dozen of these separate free trade agreements that have been being established or in the process. Very, very dangerous, and we better put a stop to it real quick. So,
what is the Oman Free Trade? That's new. I had not. I'm surprised that I haven't heard about it.
Well, actually, it was on Lou Dobbs on the 29th. He announced that it also allows.
Who does it affect?
It allows for foreign control of at least one port. One port, at least, will be controlled by a foreign entity. And, of course, that's what everybody got upset about. But this is coming right down front of your face, in your neck, in your face, on your neck, and it's going to cut your neck off if we don't play, if we don't get upset about this. And this, we can do it, but it goes to the House now. They're not allowed to make any changes. They must accept it as it is. It came to them because it was already approved by the president. This is on fast track, very, very dangerous. This is a part of a new political system, just like CAFTA and NAFTA, all part of a new political system being established under the authority of foreign governments that are not elected. They're appointed, like NAFTA. And like the WTO, we're moving from an elected point, a system of government, to an appointed system, and very, very dangerous. But it can be stopped. The phone number in Washington for those who want to call is 202-224-3121. That's 224-3121. Ask for your congressman. There's no rule that says you can't call them once, more than once. Make a big noise. Today's the big day to give them a hot foot. And the other thing is, if you want to get more details, the best source I've got is go to thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com. That's the finest source I've found in 30 years. Give me all the stuff I need.
Now, when you mentioned that, when you mentioned the fact that it was going to allow at least one port to be owned by foreign governments. Now, that I did see. I just didn't remember the Oman part of it.
Well, I don't think we can correctly say they own it. They'll be able to control it.
Aren't our foreign ports, don't we have several that are controlled right now by foreigners?
Yes, sir.
So why do they need this?
Well, because they want to close the loop. They got to make everything. And a lot of this stuff that is unexplainable is allowed by the free trade agreements that have already been passed. Why do we allow so many immigrants coming across that are illegal? A lot of this stuff is allowed because it's been approved by Congress. Congress has approved a lot of this illegal stuff going on, and they're part of the free trade agreement. So they shouldn't be surprised. It's already been approved.
Well, it's a situation that's taking place, and I just wish the rest of our citizenry knew as much about it as our listeners do. We could get it stopped. But in the meantime, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near fall away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.